The good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
She the one with the blue dress song. Oh! She the blue dress song. That long arranger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but this is some of that rock and roll music.
This is Dickie Lee of the Bremers, baby, and you're listening to Nostalgia New York Radio. You get on in here, get all comfy, man, because we're going to lay some of those flashes from the past on you. Some of those good old good ones. Some of those boldy oldies. Now, the Iceman and myself, we promise that we're going to put a glide in your stride and some shaker in your money maker. Now, push that pedal to the metal, baby, and light your hair on fire, because we're going to take you for a magic carpet ride.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
That's right, Donalds, all you sugar pies and honey bunches. You get on in here with Uncle Dick and the Iceman, baby. Hey, we have plenty of room in that Batmobile, man, and we're going to head out on the highway and search for adventure, man. It's time for some good old traveling music. Now, you Donalds better get ready, because we're going to lay some tracks on you that are great to listen to when you're on that road trip. Once again, a little bit of that traveling music. Our first one for today will sort of get you in the mood. We're going to head up to San Francisco. The year was 1968. The venue, the Fillmore. This group was originally known as The Sparrow, but you just might know them by another name.
With the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, nothing gonna make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born to be wild. We can climb.
Out of 1968, the great sounds of Steppenwolf.
The memories are here.
Bringing more smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
1971!
Now, you garage rock heads better get ready to light your hair on fire, baby. We're going to travel down to Schofield, Alabama, the place the Muscle Shoals Recording Studio Vault. Up for you right now, the track that this group recorded there in 1971. From across the pond, the Sliding Rocks. but you just might know them by another name. That should get you really rocking out there in that automobile. A little track written by Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. Brown Sugar.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
1964. It was a very good
Now, we hope all of you darlings out there are enjoying some of this righteous cruiser music, man. There were so many of those songs that we listened to while heading out down the highway. The track we're going to lay on you next is out of 1964. And pay close attention to the lyrics. In the first verse, the singer talks about riding along in the car as his girlfriend drives. And then in the second verse, they start to cuddle and drive slow. And in the third verse, they decide to park and take a walk. But they're unable to get out of the car because they can't release the seatbelt, baby. But all in all, they had a good time with the drive because they had no particular place to go.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my collar blues, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
We had the honor and the pleasure of playing numerous concert dates with this entertainer way back in the day. The one and only, the king of rock and roll himself, Chuck Berry.
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
The memories are here.
1964. It was a very good year.
Oh man, oh man, what a pick, Iceman. Up next, our road trip music is going to take us across the pond. We're going to go to Liverpool and to the Cavern Club, and that's where these guys first played this song. The year 1964, here they are, the Quarrymen. But once again, you just might know these guys by another name. Can I say, garage rock heads, that has not been said before. One of the greatest rock and roll bands that's ever emerged. The Fab Four for you.
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
Get ready. It's time for some summertime classics.
Are you ready?
Get ready, because here I come on my way.
Now, you garage rock heads, you better get ready out there. We're going to take you back to 1968, and we're going to stay across the pond. Up for you next, a little bit of Deep Purple.
Thank you. looks so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes you're gonna make me feel so bad.
A little bit of Deep Purple. And a little factoid about this track is that it was written by Joe South for Billy Joe Royal, and he released it in 1967. Well, it fizzled out, but Deep Purple got a hold of it, rearranged it, and as they say, the rest is rock and roll history.
I love him.
Hi, Dick. This is Ed Kasasha. Played in a Fresno band called Sunshine Daydream. Just absolutely want to thank you for the show you're putting together and the website and everything you're doing to remember what was really an amazing creative explosion that came out of really the middle of nowhere in the Central Valley.
Keep the faith, baby.
Bye.
Good times.
Thanks for calling in, Ed. We really do appreciate it, man. And you are so right that there was such an explosion of rock and roll bands in the Valley. Up for you right now is a group that had close ties to your city of Fresno. They were known as Pat and Lolly Vegas first. Then they morphed into Redbone.
Come and get your
never sounded so good.
Oh, yeah!
Good times and great oldies.
Another cruising classic.
Put the top down and the radio up.
The memories are here.
Cue it up, Iceman. What are you going to lay on me next, man? Oh, what a great pick, Iceman. And for all you darlings out there, man, now come on, let's get a little head movement going on here. How about some shoulder movement? And pretty soon, man, those hips will start to move and groove in that seat. All that is that you're experiencing some road trip traveling music with Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Up for you right now, Wild Cherry. Sound, baby. Out of 1978, a Cleveland-based one-hit wonder group called Wild Cherry.
Flashback Weekend!
Hands down! California Garage Rock Nuggets. Rock Nuggets.
You're gonna come up in there!
Well, Dick, I love the 60s. It puts a little pep in my step.
I just have to say at the onset of how proud you've made all of us from the good old San Joaquin Valley for resurrecting these timeless songs, these golden nuggets, as you call them, of rock and roll. It's a great thing for all of us, and thank you so much.
Like, man, it's a psych out.
I'm such a big fan of yours.
Oh, my gosh.
Once again, darlings, thanks for calling in. Dickie Lee, the Iceman, well, we really do appreciate it. While that last track was playing, Dave called in from Fresno, man, and he wanted to hear a song by a group that was based out of that city. So, Dave, you better get ready, baby. We're going to go back to 1964, the place, the Rainbow Ballroom. Here's one of their tracks that charted nationally. Here they are, Fresno's own, Jim Waller and the Deltas.
Hey!
cool track, Church Key by Jim Waller and the Deltas. And for all you dons that are wondering what a church key is, well, that's what we used to open up our cervezas way back in the day.
Million Dollar Weekend.
Thank God it's Friday.
Your bad self.
Where the beat never stops.
Never stops.
That's right, darlings. That beat never stops. Nice man, cue it up, baby. What you got for us? Oh, yeah. Great pick, baby. Now, all you headbangers, get ready, baby. It's time for T-Rex. Get it on. From across the pond, T-Rex.
More music.
The legends of rock and roll.
Hey, darling, you better get ready out there because it's time for Dickie Lee and the Iceman to lay some more of those useless factoids on you so you can place them in that melon in the ears and let them rattle around a little bit. You never know when they might just fall out. Now, how many of you know out there that the Beach Boys sang vocals of one of Chicago's mega hits back in the mid-1970s? Now, come on, don't you look this up on that iPhone, baby. That's cheating. Well, first of all, Chicago and the Beach Boys had the same manager back in the mid-70s. And in 1974, three of the Beach Boys, Al Jardine, Carl Wilson, and Dennis Wilson, sang vocals of Chicago's hit record, Wishing You Were Here. But according to Chicago's Jim Pankow, it wasn't something planned by their manager. It was truly spontaneous. So Jim, take it away, baby, and tell us what happened.
We were up at Caribou Ranch doing the album, and the Beach Boys came up just to see the ranch and to just check the studio out, and we were in the studio at that time. It was in the evening, and Peter was doing a vocal on Wishing You Were Here, and the Beach Boys came into the control room and saw what was going on, and the next thing we knew that the Beach Boys were singing on the record. So it was just just a very haphazard collaboration with us and the Beach Boys, and it came off quite well.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Now you darlings, get ready, baby, because we're going to lay that track on you right now. Here it is. It was written by Peter Cetera, and also he sang lead vocals on it. Now really check out the Beach Boys' background vocals, man. Does it ever make this sound sweet? Here they are, Chicago.
Pull yourselves a little closer and feel the lumpy bits.
And dollars, if you could feel those lumpy bits, well, let me break it down in scientific terms. You're getting fat. And as man, I hate to ask, man, but you look like you might have a few extra lumpy bits. What are your measurements?
What am I? Let me see. 42, 75, 87.
Well, Iceman, don't feel bad, baby. I think that my smooth six-pack has developed into a full-fledged pony keg.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Every song, like, totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's a man.
Love to listen while I work.
They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Give me a howl, baby!
Once again, we want to thank all you darlings for calling in, baby. And you've got some great howls out there. Don't you darlings forget that you're booming and a-grooving with Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby. And we hope you're enjoying some of this great road trip music that we're laying on you today. Now get ready, because we're going to take you across the pond for the next one. The year was 1967, the place, Abbey Road Studios. This is a track about an imaginary place that has tangerine trees, marmalade skies, and a strange-looking girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees, and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
What a track. The title cut off of their Grammy Award winning album out of 1967. The Beatles.
Iceland.
Hello, this is Dickie Lee, the Iceman, baby. Who's this on the bat phone?
All right, it's Josephine from the Bronx.
Iceman, you gotta help me out, man. We've got Josephine on the line. And man, what do you think about that voice of hers?
Get naked, baby.
How are you?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, Josephine, the Iceman and Dickie Lee, baby, we feel a lot better now that we're talking with you.
Me too. I'm so excited.
My, oh, my, Iceman. I don't know what we're going to do with this Josephine. I wonder if she did what you told her to do. Did you, Josephine?
I know, but I've got a...
Potty mouth, potty mouth.
I remember.
Hello. What you want?
Hi, this is Vicki Lewick of Hanford, California. I'd like to hear Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers.
You asked, darling, so here it is from the Iceman and Dickie Lee. Iceman, are you okay after that call from Josephine?
Hold on a second. Okay.
What a great track, written by Tommy Johnson, who had close ties with the Valley with groups such as the Rivingtons and the Charades. Then moved on to San Jose, where he was one of the founders of the Doobie Brothers.
What you want?
Hi, this is Chuck Nagler on a Three Dog Night, reminding all my friends to rock and roll with
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
My oh my, Iceman, that bat phone is lighting up again, baby. Let's see who's on the line.
Hello, this is Jato's Rabbit Chicken Palace. What you want?
Hello, this is Jeremiah from Maplewood, New Jersey. I'd like to request a song. Play Joy of the World by Three Dog Night.
Good song, man. We'll pull that out and play it for you.
Thank you.
Bye!
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine.
Out of 1970, the sounds of Three Dog Night. And Jeremiah, that was especially for you, man. And I want to know, now, are you a bullfrog and can you rip it? Hey, Iceman.
What you want?
Man, it's time for our spotlight dance once again. We're going to do something different today and ask all you darlings to walk over to that man of yours, grab him by the hand, and whisper these sweet nothings in his ear.
Come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer, just say,
oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer, in your sexiest voice, just say,
baby. Oh, baby. My sweet baby. You're
tell your baby to put his arms around you, squeeze you real tight, and listen to the words of this song. Now you garage rock heads know that some good road trip music wouldn't be complete without a track by the angelic harmonies of The Association.
song. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is the word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have writing here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you.
Wow, what a sound. Out of 1966, the angelic harmonies of The Association. Now, a cool factoid about this track is that it was recorded in a converted garage studio. The engineer was Gary Paxton, and if his name sounds familiar, well, he's the engineer who recorded all the Revlon songs out of Bakersfield. The Association for you.
Cherish you. Cherish is the word.
From the 60s.
Man, it's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is.
Get out with your bad self.
Now, darlings, we hope all of you garage rock kids out there are pleasure seekers, man, and you know how to get down with your bad self. We also hope you're enjoying this weekend of great traveling music. These are righteous cruising songs that'll put smiles on your ears. Up next is one of our favorites, and it's all about how to get those records off the shelves, man, and don't listen to them by yourself. A little bit of Bob Seger for you.
Sound
good times are back.
1964.
It was a very good year.
Now get ready. This is for all of our headbangers out there for our road trip music weekend. It's time for some gnarly street level sounds of the Kinks.
You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Worldwide than anyone else.
1968.
Well, Donald, that old clock on the wall says it's about time for Dickie Lee and the Iceman to boogie. And since we're already in that 55, man, and we're driving down the highway searching for some adventure, I guess the only thing we have to do is just listen to more of these great road trip music tracks. Now, our going home song for today is out of 1968. And, man, what a group these guys were. A little bit of that Tommy James and the Shondells for you. But before we go, don't you forget to get on in here next week, man, because we'll have a brand new show for you, and we'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Now, until then, don't you forget to squeeze that dollar to yours and give her a lot of hugs and kisses. Until next week, we'll catch you on the flip side. Man, take us home, baby.
Keep shaking your boogaloo, baby. Do the twist, do the word. And if you got time, do the jerk. Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh.